Well, I mean, I just, and is there a national development position, or is, I mean, has there ever been a national development position?
Oh yes, we did. We're sort of people are doing two jobs, but yeah, we had a national development person. She moved on, and then Phil and I and the executive director sort of picked up part of the fund development job in terms of doing mail-outs and other kinds of things. But,
when was there a national development person? During what years? Do you know?
Oh, 2003, 2004.
Well, I can't imagine what WPFW would do without our development director. I mean, I don't know. Before she came on, I don't know if there was somebody else that she took her place, but I tend to wholeheartedly support the way Baruti expressed it. I think that it, even though there do seem to be organizational questions that need to be answered, it seems natural that the absence of that position in the organizational structure of WBAI is quite likely a major contributing factor to this decline over the last few years.
Just to clarify, the proposal was that fund development person be hired and work out of the national office, and first focus on WBAI, but be available to others, the other stations as well. Remember that we're doing the that there are other fund development needs for other stations. So the idea would have a person who could really be supportive of the other stations, but start with WBAI, assuming with the assumption that it needed the most help most quickly. It would not be based at WBAI, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, I mean, just to respond, that makes, I mean, that seems reasonable enough. I mean, there's a lot to be said for it, that structure also. We definitely
Carrie?
Need more national coordination. Sorry.
Someone was before me.
No.
Dave was.
Oh, Dave, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, I'm in favor of it, but it's where it has to be, there's one caveat and then one technical issue, which is where does it get paid for? And the answer is either going to be national, whose budget I don't think can take it on, borrowing, or other stations contributing. And I think it's a political problem, even if national were to pay for it. Effectively, you want the other state. I mean, I'd just be frank, other stations have the sense that WBAI is draining funds from them. I don't think it's a healthy sentiment, but I can certainly understand it. And I think that whoever, whether it's the board or other stations or whatever entity, has to be convinced that, you know, it's possible to turn it around. And I think the perception's been that it's not possible to implement any changes effectively at WBAI. And therefore, the subsidy of it just subsidizes the inability to make changes. I think at the point at which the station can show that it can make some changes, then in the, you know, the systematic things that have been causing it difficulty, and you know what they are. I mean, you experience them, right, Baruti, where you guys just have a lot of trouble dealing with the factionalism in meetings and all the rest. So I know I'm not pointing fingers at any one person, but systematically you guys have trouble turning some of those things around. At least that's how it looks from here. And, you know, even if it came to borrowing, again, I'm willing to consider it, but it's hard to say that a development director can go in generically and just raise money. They kind of have to be working with management according to a vision that says, this is what we're soliciting money to do. This is who we are. This is where we're going. And at the moment, I still have a sense of malaise on that front, so I'm not sure how effectively a development director can function in that environment. But even if I were, and I'd be willing to vote for it, but somebody has to convince whatever the source of the money is, that in the long run, that money is going to come back, and there has to be buy-in. And maybe other people on the call can comment on, you know, the sentiment from other places in the network. I hope I haven't offended, but that's the way I hear what people are saying around and about.
Brian here.
Terry, and then Brian.
Yeah. The resolution on a national/WBAI development director funded a certain way was referred to our committee, not voted on by the PMB. So we can do whatever we want with it. We can change the funding arrangement. We can keep it postponed indefinitely, or we can come up with a different idea. If WBAI is going through a redesign of its grid and intending to launch a campaign to promote new listeners to a new WBAI, it's going to need somebody to coordinate that campaign. And so I'd like to see the idea of a development director in effect referred to the WBAI work group that has been described, and invite advice on how best to accomplish that to any from any nonprofit consulting firm that that WBAI contracts, and just keep it on the table so that as the direction of WBAI recovery gets clarified, there is a potential for investing in development if that becomes part of the recovery plan.
Okay. Brian?
The principal problem I have with the thing that was referred to us, I think Dave hit on very diplomatic terms, is that it adds a $15,000 unbudgeted charge to every radio station. We just found out we're $90,000 short on CPB funding. So basically what you're asking us to do is cut somebody's hours at KPFA so we can pay for somebody's hours at BAI. The position itself might make a whole lot of sense. I'm not familiar enough with your situation out there to weigh in one way or the other. But it seems to me the goal should be able to find a way to make that position fit within BAI's means, if those are your priorities. I know you're in a bad spot. I know you're saddled with really high overhead. But you also have a 100,000-watt signal in the largest media market in the world. My concern would be is that you can't just say, we're going to hire a development director and that's going to fix our problem. The thing you're raising money for has to have some value to your potential donors. And as Dave articulated, a development director's work is typically part of a planning process where you say, these are the things we want to do. You have a clearly articulated vision, and then you take that to major donors you're cultivating, or you take that to grant makers. I mean, at this point, I think the things that would get you out of your immediate financial crisis are cutting any expenses you can and doing the kind of technical tweaks to your fulfillment practices and direct mail campaigns that might help you goose more dollars in the pledge base you already have. But I have to strongly and vociferously oppose the funding mechanism that was kicked to us by the PNB, that we would impose an unbudgeted cost on the five stations. It would be extremely hard for us at KPFA. I would imagine it would be much harder at WPFW and KPFT, where $15,000 is a lot more money proportionate to their budgets.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Well, in the course of the audit, and we're still doing the auditors came in and they went over everything, and then they Xeroxed everything, and then they go back to the office and they spend another 15 or 20 days of interruption for the holidays looking over what they found. But if I'm correct, it's something that that we have been discussing with them, is that if WBAI were to identify the funds from its what we previously thought were reserve funds, but turns out they were not reserved, and we have a statement to that nature from the funding source, that could be brought back to the Finance Committee and the Board. That is to say, to request to use the funds for this fund development person if the decision. So that was critical. And what I'm referring to is that we previously thought that the funds had been donated to the station for its building fund. Those of you might remember, it was $159,000. Well, it turns out it's not restricted. And when we have a statement to that effect from the funding source, saying that they can use the funds any way they want. Well, the question is, what's the best way to use those funds, if at all? And that would be a budget change. And that may be something to be looked at.
Okay, well, this is LaFarnia. Well, that's good news, because, again, in terms of referring to finance, it is to determine where the funds are. And if you're saying that that is a potential source, and as we go through this work group in terms of identifying a true recovery plan, then that could be one of the, along with the outside firm looking at the operations of BAI, that would be good in order if the decision was to move forward with that.
Yeah, as I say, I'm awaiting the auditor's final word on it, but it seems that is the case, that those funds, of course, probably not advertising it, but it would then be a simple budget change, and then it would come through this committee for a recommendation to the P&B.
Not advertising until this minute. But
Well, they haven't finished their look at it, but that's what they're preliminarily indicating. So we'll see if that holds up in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, because, again, you know, the point that Brian made is that, and I had made earlier in terms of that whole process, it the whole thing needs to be looked at, and rather than just picking up a certain piece of it and not really a concrete plan. So that's something I know we'll have to work on, and we've discussed in our work group. The whole fulfillment, premiums, and how is the best way in terms of, and the use of volunteers, too, in terms of talking with the listeners, in terms of assuring them that the premiums will come, and if it requires, like, a whole phone bank with volunteers, you know, and how volunteers it is, because in our discussions we found out that they were not using volunteers to the extent that other stations, I know KPFA uses volunteers with the premiums and subscriptions department. But, you know, sounds good. So
I have a motion, Madam Chair.
Sure, please.
Well, my motion would be that the finance WBI work group review WBI's overall situation and produce recommendations for a 90-day plan that will include the best and first use of available dollars. That way you could get a comprehensive look at what, even if you found $200,000, what would be the best recommendation for the use of those first dollars, second and third dollars, and bring that back to the Finance Committee, which you would have to do anyway. But let's put it, as I agree with Terry, let's put it inside the context of the working group,
mm-hmm.
and have it evaluate, working with the outside group if necessary, on what's the best use of the funds that are available. So the motion would be whatever I said. I forgot.
and however I managed to copy it.
Well, anyway, it would be refer this to the WBI work group and request a recommendation on the context of a 90-day plan, and recommend how available funds could be best utilized in a sustainable way. That would be the motion.
Oh, very good. Sustainable. Okay.
Yeah. But that's a real issue. That's everybody's issue, is will it be good money after bad? Will it be sustainable? So let's have it looked at in the context of all the options that are on the table and all the aspects, which is what the work group is, the group that is looking at most of the issues. And so let that be part of their recommendation flow.
Okay. Do we have that?
Here's what I got.
Okay.
Motion from Lonnie Hicks, the Finance Committee's WBAI work group, shall review WBAI's overall situation and produce a 90-day plan presentation to the Finance Committee that will include recommendations for best use of available funds in a sustainable manner.
Okay, Lonnie, is there any addition, changes?
No.
Okay. Is there further discussion on this?
Well, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat when you say addition changes? Because I was away for a moment. What is the state of this now? And I also haven't heard Baruti's response to any of this.
Well, I'm interpreting that to mean that using it for the fund development director slash person is one of the options that's available. Is that an accurate interpretation of what you're putting out there, Lonnie?
Well, my intent is not to rule it out. Certainly not ruled out.
There's no restriction.
It could be looked at in the context of all the other ways in which funds could be used. And you have to have a group really look at that in detail and weigh one option against the other. So I'm suggesting that since we already have a group,
give them that issue. I guess my question is, are we just letting this ride and we're going to have the same discussion in 2 months?
Now, this group works fast. So we're meeting again next week. So we're moving quickly.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, is that acceptable to you, Rudy?
Yes.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. I hear no objections, so therefore we will move the motion. And the action in terms of this motion, it will be communicated to the work group by when we get the minutes, and we'll communicate it to the work group as soon as possible.
Yep.
Okay.
I can send out the motion right now.
Pat?
It would be great since three of the members of the that group are here. So.
Yes, we are. Okay. Shall we move the agenda?
Please.
I'm done with my CFO report, Madam Chair.
There's the issue that they wanted us to report back on, the issue of the bank accounts.
Oh.
We did have that discussion, right, Lyne?
Yeah, I can tell you what I know right now, or we can send it back or whatever. How do you
want
to do it?
I just want a document that says that lists every bank account in the network, where it's located, and what the signing authorities are on it, and the other authorities, i.e. sometimes, like on the Bank of New York stuff, there were different signing. There's one set of signing authorities and another for other kinds of arrangements that might be made for the account.
Okay.
Such as getting a line of credit.
Yes. Yeah, I guess we can do that.
And actually, the other piece of information that I'm interested in is, in addition to signing authorities, you know, what is the authority of you to be able to get the data on those accounts, because you've pointed out that on occasions you've had difficulty with that. So I also want to know, you know, does the ED and or the CFO have the right to get whatever information they need directly from the bank on those accounts?
Yeah, we'll do. Happy to do it. It's a little chart. So.
Yeah, just a sheet of paper that lets everyone on the Finance Committee know these are the accounts that exist within the network. These are the signing authorities.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Can do.
Okay. Are there further items to discuss? I think we had the other action in there was the action on the cash position, the monthly cash position of BAI, if we could get that also. Okay. And the National Mail Drop System, we had it on, I don't think restricted, but I included that with the agenda for everyone to review, because I'm not sure if everyone got the CFO report.
Actually, before we go off, Lamont, your favorite issue, it's impossible for me to keep up with all this. Are we getting the headcount information you've been asking for in a way that lets you figure out what you need?
5 years later, no. No, we're not. You know, we had this discussion this summer. We had a conference call with including, I guess, the general managers at one of the board meetings and some of the business managers. And don't need to go into the details, but we did discuss that also with Nicole when we had, when Lonnie and I met with her. We talked about that, and you know, it just has to be, you know, the direction has to come down to the general managers and to get that and to work with the finance staff to make sure that's a monthly report. And no, we're not getting it. And as we know, that little thing would have solved a lot of issues that we've had over the years, and particularly this year with the election not completed in a timely manner. And that's another issue for the PNB in terms of what is the status for each one of the elections and how do we know what the cost is because the elections haven't been completed. So, no, the answer is no, and the answer is how do we get that done? We, you know, we've just been out there forever.
That's not an answer. That's a question.
No, I'm continuing. The question is how do we get that done? And then in our discussion, you know, it just has to come straight down from the ED that, you know, this will be done.
Well, so LeVon, do we want to report on the meeting with Nicole?
You know, briefly, I don't have all of my minutes here, but if you'd like to hit the major items, and I can, if I can find my minutes.
Hold on, let me see. Just a second. We did meet almost, I guess it's almost 2 weeks ago. Where's Nicole? And
where? You know, you guys reported out on this at our last meeting.
Okay.
Did we?
But
yeah.
What did we say?
it's like deja vu, guys. We took up the fundraising proposal last meeting and postponed it indefinitely. Lonnie,
okay,
you started off this one saying you only needed 20 minutes for your CFO report. We're covering a lot of the same territory.
Okay, well, then, you know, I'm with you, Brian. We've covered it, and there are no questions, so let's just move the agenda. I think, you know, in general, for those who were not there and haven't listened to the audio, that, you know, we just basically reported that we did meet, we went through a lot of the details, a lot of the issues, you know, a lot of the exposures to the plan on things, you know, how we can actually move forward. And one of the things is do a headcount on a monthly basis. And that was basically it. And just, you know, basically the exposures and opportunities for the foundation. From a finance standpoint, and which also means operations too. So, is there any other questions there, or is there another question, comment? Okay, can we just move to the? Let me ask you a question first. So, Brian, have you received the manual that Lonnie had sent out earlier?
No, I haven't. He sent me a copy of his CFO report.
Okay,
not the manual.
Okay, the reason why we didn't move on the motion was that you wanted to look at it. So I think I might, I'll find a copy and send it. Because
I'm listening to the wrong address, please, Brian. But.
No, you sent me a document, Lonnie, but it was the CFO report, not the manual.
Let's see.
Well, I can find it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, here you go. Sorry. Okay, you got it, LeVon?
I'm looking for it right now.
You're at Gmail, right, Brian? I guess you got it, so you are there. Okay. Let me...
Oh, yeah, here it is. It's been on 11:30.
Yeah.
Ellis, Brian, I'll resend it.
Dave, did we cover all the items that you... thought we're continuing matters from the PNB?
Well, I assume that we're going into an item where we're dealing with the budgets.
I don't think it was on the agenda later. I thought it was going to be covered before this.
Oh, really? See, I was in my car and I didn't see a written copy. I thought we were having a specific item where we're dealing with the status of the review of the National Office PRA and BAI budgets, what I want to understand is when are we going to be in a position as a committee to look at that and approve them and send to the PNB a budget resolution to displace what is right now a continuing resolution. So is that, was that supposed to happen just now?
No, it's about that was on the agenda.
It's that's actually, what I thought. It's its own item.
Yeah. Here it is right here. I missed that. Lonnie, can we report on that?
Yes. The WBAI revamped the budget. So there are two or three items that are impending, have impinged on the budget since we did them even at the board meeting. As I mentioned before, it's a $159,000 reduction in CPP money. The KPFA has hit the hardest, and they're looking to revamp their budget. And revamping it means as they reduce the revenue or increase the expense, where will those funds come from? So they're struggling with that. I have meetings next week planned for it's not even just the three budgets, but the KPFA as well. PRA has a big fat hole in their budget. And Brian is coming to New York to try to raise money toward that goal to deal with some of the problems that the PRA budget has. The National Office budget National Office budget has its issues, but it's usually the last one that we do. The biggest budgets in terms of the three we're talking about, WBI's budget, have another big work group to see to what extent you can foresee how well the fulfillment rate will work with a new group, how well would any changes in programming might work so that you could, you know, forecast revenue or not forecast revenue or look at it. How will they absorb and reduce expenses around their CPP reduced revenue? So all of that work is this week and the week after the holiday. So I'm saying that by the first week in January, that is during the first and the fourth, I will bring to the eighth Finance Committee everything I have in terms of revamp the budget. And then the final look on the 17th. We'll recommend CPP.
Okay, this is Dave.
Sure. Go ahead.
So I just want to be sure, you know, when the LSDs go over their station budgets, their finance committee reviews, you know, both the income and the expenditures and basically sees that that's consistent with the priorities that have been set and the needs of the station, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to be sure that we have scheduled this committee going through, because this committee is the functional equivalent of the LSB's finance committee on behalf of the PMB with respect to the budgets of the national units. So I just want to be sure that we're going to go through a comparable process. So everyone on this committee, when we sign off on that, is sure that we have reviewed what's in those lines, what changes have been made, what priorities they're directed to, et cetera. Is that everybody else's understanding of what our responsibility is?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I have a broader one than that. My sense is that this committee is not here just to focus on the National Office budget.
Not just to do that, but that is among our responsibilities.
Yes, I agree with that. But we have a whole network out here, and all the budgets have been impacted. And it may be, I hate to bring it up, that the impact of the changes of $40,000 or $50,000 more in election costs have to be looked at as they impact the other stations as well. That's what I will be bringing.
Yeah.
The CPB stuff is serious, especially for A. And, but every station is impacted. I hate to mention it, it's not rebudgeting, but it is looking, being clear about what the impact of the changes since the board passed the last budget have been on these stations.
I just want to be sure that that we as a committee are going to go through that budget in some level of detail when we get it, and that's all I'm asking. And I wanted to know when that would happen, and if that's happening in early to mid-January, that answers my question.
Can I get on a stack before? A quick question, Lonnie. Have we received a breakdown of the impact on the change in the CPB funding on a station-by-station basis?
Yeah, I did at the last meeting. I gave the dollar figure of how each station would be impacted.
Okay. That's something you could email me when you get off the call.
Yeah. And they're scrambling around right now trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I'll put it on my list for you. Send it out to you.
Okay. So the expected time, so within this, the times that you've set out, are those going to correspond with our finance committee meetings?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to correspond on my report.
Okay. Are there further issues? I'm looking through here. Items that we need to discuss on that agenda item. And you've sent out the finance policies and procedures. Question, Brian, are you okay? We'll just take
that. I've got it. I'm ready to vote on it.
Okay. So I think Terry, do you have a motion from last?
Oh, let me pull that up. Should be in the minutes that we just approved.
Point of privilege?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
I need to leave the call. As I was not somebody actively involved in the approval of these things, I'd like to, I won't be on the call for the vote. If I were, I would ask to be recorded as an abstention, but I need to go at this point. So I just want to say thank you to those who did work on it and did follow the details.
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
The motion from Lonnie Hicks is that the Finance Committee approves the draft policies and procedures manual and supports Audit Committee referral to the Board.
Okay, is there further discussion on this? Are there any objections to this motion?
Just a point of information, Madam Chair.
Please. Why?
First thing that this orator guy asked me about was this financial policies and procedures thing. So it is uppermost in his mind. So he's not giving up on it. I thought that just so to clarify intent, that we could say we're forwarding it to the Board for review. And we have a decision to make, and that is whether or not we want this Board to go through the approval process or to hold it over for the next Board. The timing is a question of intent.
That's not our call.
No, we just need to move it to in the next Finance Committee. We'll just, P&B, we'll just, if we approve it, we'll just move it. And then the P&B can make
the decide.
Good, yeah.
Okay.
So, are there objections, further points, clarifications? Are they? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Did I hear someone?
Yeah, I think that Brian's point was that it's the Audit Committee that decides if they are recommending immediate approval or want the PMB to digest it for a while.
The auditor will be at the January meeting, and he'll make his recommendation for adopting. I think that. Sort of the way it'll happen, and probably the audit committee would join him in it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Has the audit committee, do you know if they have moved a motion to approve it, Lonnie?
Yeah, they're talking right now with the auditor.
Okay. So, and they're reviewing the manual with the auditor.
Yeah, they're scheduled a meeting around it too. One final meeting.
Oh, really? When is that? I mean, could we just listen? I mean,
yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. That's
she
okay.
Put it up on the calendar, she said she was going to do it last week.
Okay. Well, maybe if you have time, you can send it to the Finance Committee if we wanted to just listen. I'm curious. I mean, if I had the time, I would be curious. I mean, to just listen in on the
okay.
discussion since we get a lot of time in reviewing
right.
it. Okay. So the motion. Was there a change in the language?
No, just clarifying intent.
Okay, so were there any objections? I hear no objections to this motion, so moved. Okay, next item on the agenda is new business. There were two items that the Secretary, Terry Pittman, wanted to read the resolutions. Would you like to begin that now?
Yes. This first resolution was initially introduced on June 7th, 2007, and postponed to a meeting where it fell off the calendar. It's my motion that the National Finance Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board, pursuant to its authority under Article 3, Section 1A of the Foundation Bylaws, vote to adjust the minimum contribution for listener sponsorship membership in the Foundation from $25 to $30 annually.
Okay, is there discussion?
Is there motivation?
I think this should be considered by the next term's Finance Committee, so I would welcome a motion to postpone.
Doesn't this require a bylaws amendment?
It does not. The bylaws specifically give the PNB the authority to adjust the annual membership fee.
Very good.
Is it currently $25 at most stations, or more or less? I know people are...
It is $25 pursuant to the bylaws because the PNB has not adjusted it.
Okay. We at WPFW say it's $35 as it has always been.
Okay. All right, so I move to postpone.
Okay.
Can I ask
to the January meeting? Of the
point of order.
Yes.
I don't think we can put business on the docket of the future Finance Committee.
Well, I'll just move it to the next Finance Committee meeting, which is the 8th.
I see. Won't several stations have elected new treasurers by then?
Hopefully, but we can't be sure of that.
Maybe.
I'm sure that most will or perhaps won't. But at this point, the motion per the person who would like the motion to be postponed or to the next.
Terry,
go ahead.
Yeah, the Finance Committee is a standing committee that continues its work. I suggest the chair move the point of order not well taken. Or rule the point of order not well taken.
I adhere to the point of the secretary. Right, the point is not well taken. Would you like to appeal the ruling?
Oh, what's the point?
Okay.
What's the point of doing it this month versus doing it now versus doing it at all?
This is a motion that the Finance Committee dropped. That I think it's important that it be considered, but I don't think it's urgent that it be considered. So I'm just reminding the Finance Committee of this motion at a time when I can expect it to continue on in consideration into the next term.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
When was it dropped, Terry?
June 7th is when it was first postponed.
And Terry, quick question. Do you mm-hmm. think it needs to be raised for what's the reasoning you think?
Inflation. We should periodically look at our membership rate just because of inflation.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Just one quick question. Did someone say that their membership, membership,
$35?
It is $35? It's not the same at all stations?
It's the same
at all stations under the bylaws, but it sounds like what you advertised during your fund drives is $35.
I mean, the Pacifica membership in the bylaws says it's $25. But ever since I've been listening to stations, they've been saying $35, the same as it was when the station first started. So what the history of it is, it apparently dates back to when the station started in 1977. Somebody decided that membership was $35, and it's never changed.
But that's not correct, is it? I mean,
that's just what they...
No, I'm just saying that shouldn't be done. I mean, it's got to be one You can't afford
well,
more expensive.
Let's not say that.
Point of order.
Yes, Terry. What is
yes,
your point of order?
The discussion is out of order because there's no motion regarding the WPFW compliance with the bylaws on the agenda.
I certainly don't want to be in a refund situation.
I agree with the point that the secretary made. Is there further discussion on this specific move to postpone this motion?
A point of information. This is Sandra.
Oh, sure, please.
Ever since I've been a member of KPFT, the membership amount was $35, and several years ago we amended that just in our KPFT community to make a $25 membership for elderly and students. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that join at the $35, and there's a handful that join at the $20, and we even have waivers for people that are in prison that can join for free. But in light of the current financial situation, I would suggest that we don't make it 30 or 35, but let's make it $40 just for kicks. See what.
Point of order?
Yes.
The item on the floor is the motion to postpone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part.
That's what we're discussing, postponing the motion. Is there any other discussion on postponing the motion?
Nope.
Okay, are there objections to postponing the motion?
Nope.
Okay, thank you very much. That's basically the there is the other item on the agenda. The motion postponed to the next meeting of the Finance Committee. The next item was resolution on staffing reductions. Would you like to read that one? Terry.
Yes, this motion was developed within a closed meeting of this committee and ruled out of order for discussion in the closed session because it raised issues that require public discussion. It's a motion from me as amended by inclusion of a motion from Brian Edwards Tekert from September 28, 2007. The National Finance Committee advises the National Board and National Executives that it finds the Pacifica Network's financial situation precarious, that the Pacifica National Office's budget is based on optimistic income assumptions in several local station budgets, that there is a significant probability the Pacifica National leadership will have to make significant expense reductions in multiple network divisions in the near future, and that they should plan accordingly. With due consideration of the financial and operational realities and governance challenges that have confronted the foundation in recent years and are expected to continue, the PMB Finance Committee recommends PMB adoption of the following resolution. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation is a nonprofit corporation which depends for its survival and the fulfillment of its mission primarily upon the donation of funds from Pacifica listeners and upon the voluntary contribution of labor from Pacifica's unpaid workers, and whereas the Pacifica Foundation's usable income has declined while its expenses have increased, seriously threatening its financial reserves, and whereas the employees at several Pacifica units have not been reduced in sufficient number to compensate for revenue shortfalls, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board gives specific authorization to its executive director to reduce the number of employees at any Pacifica unit and to effect such staffing reductions as he or she deems necessary for the financial health of the foundation pursuant to the normal authorities and responsibilities of a chief executive officer.
Okay.
Can I second that?
I guess we don't need to, as Dave says, we don't need to second in committee, I believe. Can you just read the last, what the text of the motion is?
You want the be it resolved?
Yes.
Yeah. Be it resolved, the Pacifica National Board gives specific authorization to its executive director to reduce the number of employees at any Pacifica unit and to effect such staffing reductions as he or she deems necessary for the financial health of the foundation pursuant to the normal authorities and responsibilities of a chief executive officer.
Okay. Discussion?
Terry?
Yes, Terry.
It's a complicated motion that raises multiple policy issues. I would invite postponement.
Is there objection to postponement at this time?
Well, this is Sandra. I'd like to vote yes.
I'd like to vote yes.
Sounds like an objection.
Okay. Yeah. Your objections. To
I mean, I'm vote no on postponing. I'm sorry.
Okay. There. Okay. So we hear from the body, and a number of people object to postponement. Should we vote on postponement, or should we just move to more discussion of the motion and vote on the motion?
I prefer a vote on postponement.
I vote yes to the motion, not yes to postponing it.
The mover of postponement can withdraw with the group's permission, or we vote on postponement.
Shall the group give the maker of the motion permission to withdraw the request to postpone?
Well, yeah.
Objection? Lonnie?
We have an active request.
Okay, so let's just do a quick vote. It's 7:38. We're at 7:45. We should be. I'm sorry. I don't mean to rush.
Is this on postponement?
Yes.
Okay. On the motion to postpone consideration, Dave Adelson, is he still on the call?
No.
Barudi Bediako?
No.
No. Brian Edwards Seeker?
No.
Jane Gatewood?
No.
Terry Goodman will abstain. Lonnie Hicks?
Are we voting to postpone?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll vote to postpone.
That's a yes?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
No, I vote no to postponement.
Okay. Currently, we have one yes and four no's and two abstentions. The chair needn't vote in order to break a tie.
Point of order, Mr. Chair? Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think this motion, in effect, changes the job description of the executive director, changes the bylaw responsibilities of the executive director, and I'm not sure in a unionized environment whether the P&B can unilaterally make the ED solely responsible for staff reductions. Many union contracts clearly have language where consultation is required.
Point of information.
Yes. We're still arguing, and it's up to me to vote now. The point of information, please continue.
Isn't the motion actually? I mean, just for clarity, we're recommending that the PMB adopt that motion, right, Terry? Therefore, be it resolved that we recommend that the PMB adopt that motion.
That is correct.
I think that's the succinct point in the motion.
Pardon?
Can I respond?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, recommending something that violates a contract is on its face not going to be acceptable. Because with the PMB, we're recommending something that the PMB itself does not have the unilateral capability to do. We can't recommend that the PMB violated its union contract. So that's my point. You can ask them to look at it. You can ask them to review it. But there's a whole process and procedure that the PMB would have to go through to make that delegation. And it certainly couldn't violate contracts in doing so, either PMB unilaterally or the ED unilaterally, or anybody, really, because it's a contract.
Brian.
You have to invite union people to the table to discuss it.
Jane.
Okay, Brian, Jane.
Lonnie, I think you're right, but you're not actually addressing the motion. I mean, if the ED is empowered to make staffing reductions, then clearly the ED is going to have to follow any procedures that are laid out in the foundation's contract. That goes without saying. But surely you wouldn't be suggesting that the foundation doesn't have the authority to, through the procedures that are laid out, decide when it's going to stop paying people.
No, what I'm suggesting is that the motion as it's stated is too vague, and it has to be more clear about what's being recommended.
Can we have a second reading of the motion?
The important part is the be it resolved section.
Yes. Yeah.
That the Pacifica, we recommend the PMB adopt a bunch of whereases and the following be it resolved. that the Pacific National Board give specific authorization to its executive director to reduce the number of employees at any Pacific unit and to effect such staffing reductions as he or she deems necessary for the financial health of the foundation, pursuant to the normal authorities and responsibilities of a chief executive officer.
Yeah, so I think that it clearly is, it's not legal, actually, because it says without a process, no process is identified, no goal, and it only identifies one remedy for the financial situation, staff reduction. And we are entering into the personnel area, and we shouldn't do that. It should actually come from the PNB, should decide whether it wants to do it in the context of a personnel committee. That's like me recommending, if it were a sole person, we could clearly see that, that it's a problem. Say it was a, we recommend a PNB get rid of person A, we would all clearly see that's inappropriate. And the idea that we can, that we can do it when it's a lot of people makes it appropriate is no better. So I would strongly recommend we not delve into these orders. We can talk about it, we can discuss it, but I think we are finance. We're not personnel. And as I said before, I'm repeating myself, but if I were to vote for this and it was one person, we'd all say, no, that's clearly illegal. But the fact we're voting it for a lot of people doesn't make it legal. So you have to be very careful with it. And I think this is out of order. And I would have to disavow this vote as something that will bring liability to the network couch in this language.
Wait, Lonnie, what about saying the executive director can lay people off produces liability?
Executive director cannot lay people off without a process, and that's what's missing.
I didn't hear without a process in that resolution. I just said the executive director can lay people off.
That is far too broad, far too vague.
What was the exact language, Terry?
Pursuant to the normal authorities and responsibilities of a chief executive officer.
And the pursuant, say that again, pursuant to the normal.
Pursuant to the normal authorities and responsibilities of
the
a chief.
The normal authorities and responsibilities of a chief executive is to comply with any contracts.
Touché.
Well, if the executive director already has the power, it doesn't need to be delegated. That's true. The executive director has some of those inherent powers. They're in the bylaws. They're in the executive director's job description. So it doesn't need to be specifically delegated. So we're coming up with a motion that's redundant if that's the argument.
Mind. Is it redundant or is it illegal?
The powers are redundant. The motion is illegal.
all right. Thank you, Terry. Yes.
Yes, the reason for giving specific authorization for the executive director to do something which he already has authority to do under whatever normal authorities and responsibility he has is in anticipation of PMB attempting to use the governance process to impede the chief executive officer from exercising his normal authorities and responsibilities.
I think in this time when we don't, you know, it's like, what about an interim executive director? So if an interim executive director in the situation we're in at this network where we may have a situation like that could overnight determine who needs to be laid off.
Okay, I'll entertain like one comment from each person again, and then we need to cut off the debate. Jane, you're about to say something?
No, I said it all, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyone else?
Just Brian. The point of order.
Sure.
The chair must rule on the point of order offered by the
CFO. And the point of order
CFO.
Was?
Yeah.
The CFO objected to the motion as illegal.
That's still your point, Lonnie?
Yeah, I think the motion I stated is clearly outside, you know, illegal, and I think the powers that every tries to refer to the ED already inherent in the ED's job description, and the boards are already delegating powers. That's my argument.
Okay. I don't think it's illegal because I think when we initially talked about this motion, it was in reference or supporting plans or budgets. So I think that this was one of the caveats in terms of the budget process itself, if I can recall our initial discussion of this responsibility.
I understand, Madam Chair, and I don't want to be too argumentative, but the process of laying off or staff reductions is vested with three or four bodies, you know, the LSB, the general managers as they do evaluations of those staff. What this motion would do would allow the executive director by implication to reach around the finance committee, reach around the personnel committee, reach around general managers, reach around LSBs, and fire somebody. That's clearly...
Wait, are you saying the executive director has to go through the personnel committee to fire someone?
The board has set up a personnel committee which is designed to review its personnel policies. Yeah.
No, policies, not personnel decisions.
The personnel decisions are operational decisions, and you have to keep those two separate. What you're asking the board to do is to more or less direct the executive director to make personnel decisions irrespective of the process that's in place. And I'm suggesting that language, that's why it's too vague.
Okay, you know, this is LaVarne. It's already 7:48. So, is there some language that you suggest that we add so that although we're supposed to be ruling on this point of order, it being illegal, is there some language that you can think of, Lonnie, that you think that would make it not illegal?
No, I think it's out of place in this committee, so I wouldn't have any suggestions.
We've already voted on that.
It's all personnel, not finance. It's all personnel, this thing was first.
This is LaVarne. I think my position that when we initially discussed this was in support of the budgeting process, and separately, I think it's all related to the budget process, that would be part of the budgeting process, that the ED would have that responsibility. So how does the committee?
Terry,
go ahead.
Yes, it would not gain Lonnie's vote, but it might make him happier if the motion was revised to say, pursuant to the normal authorities, responsibilities, and procedures of a chief executive officer.
It would make me happier.
Okay, let's read that again.
Okay. Then, if there's no objection to the amendment, it would read... be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board gives specific authorization to its executive director to reduce the number of employees at any Pacifica unit and to effect such staffing reductions as he or... Well, why don't I even remove a redundancy here? Be it resolved, the Pacifica National Board gives specific authorization to its executive director to effect such staffing reductions at any Pacifica unit as he or she deems necessary for the financial health of the foundation, pursuant to the normal authorities, responsibilities, and procedures of a chief executive officer.
This is Sandra.
Sandra?
I would just like to add that this is a recommendation from the Pacifica National Finance Committee to the PNB. And I vote yes.
Okay.
Friendly amendment, Terry.
Okay. Was there someone else speaking?
Just grammatically speaking, I was going to offer.
Okay, go ahead.
Just that it's the. Pursuant to the normal authorities and responsibilities of the executive director within established policies, within established procedures. Right?
Okay, pursuant to the normal authorities and responsibilities
of the executive director.
Of a chief executive officer compliant?
In compliance with established foundation policies.
Okay. Authorities and responsibilities of a chief executive officer and in compliance with established foundation policies and procedures.
Mm-hmm.
read back?
One amendment.
We're listening.
The word permanent executive director, because what about an interim?
Well, we'll deal with the interims when we have one to deal with.